the literary world mourns Louise Gluck, the American poet and recipient of the 2020 Nobel Prize in Literature, has passed away at the age of 80, as confirmed by Yale University, where she generously imparted her knowledge for many years. Born in New York, Louise Gluck swiftly ascended the ranks of American poetry to emerge as one of its most resonant voices. Her crowning achievement came in 2020, when she became the 16th woman and the 12th American recipient of the Nobel Prize in Literature, positioning her among a distinguished pantheon that includes literary giants such as Ernest Hemingway, John Steinbeck, Toni Morrison, and Bob Dylan. Nature often finds a central place in her writings. Her discerning gaze upon the natural world birthed luminous works, exemplified by Japonica, a poem delicately reminiscent of the intricacies of Japanese paintings. Even as she frequently ventured into botanical themes, Gluck always distanced herself from being labeled a horticulturist, choosing instead to be recognized as a keen observer of the world. Her life's trials and tribulations also deeply influenced her oeuvre. From her solitary childhood in New York to her struggles with anorexia during her teenage years and the heart-wrenching loss of her elder sister, such personal motifs enriched her work with authenticity and profound emotional depth. Beyond poetry, Gluck showcased remarkable literary versatility. With over 10 poetry collections, essays, and a novel under her belt, her impact on literature is undeniable. Her 2022 novel, Marigold and Rose, a fiction, is a poignant testament to her adeptness in navigating diverse narrative terrains with consistent brilliance. However, The Wild Iris remains her most iconic work, earning her the illustrious Pulitzer Prize, an apex accolade for any American writer. Though Louise Gluck is no longer with us, her legacy endures. Her writings, characterized by lucidity, sincerity, and profound contemplation of the human condition, will continue to inspire countless generations of writers and readers alike. Yale University, alongside the global literary community, pays tribute to this luminary of literature, whose works will forever remain etched in the annals of literature.